Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... It's Muck and Fun Day. It's the 7th day of May, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 65 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 73 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And just a real nice day from what I can tell. I haven't been outside to see if they were chemtrailing, but other than that, it looks okay. Let's see what we have on the itinerary. Antarctic about-face, Alaska natives who fought offshore projects, now leading the charge to drill. Wow, we're going to get into this as soon as we return. Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
An Arctic about face, Alaskan natives who fought offshore projects, now leading the charge to drill. Now leading the charge to mammon. This is from The Barrel. For years, indigenous people living in small villages along Alaska's Arctic coast fiercely fought offshore drilling. Now they want a piece of the action. Who are, you know, everybody's getting a piece. All these collectives across this country, all these special interest collectives in this country where no such thing can exist. Everybody's getting a goddamn new car, new houses and shit, and I'm watching it all around me, even people from other countries, but goddamn the American nationals who conquered this goddamn continent and brought the resources to bear. Shit, well, I tell you, we're on the bottom of the goddamn foot beneath the dog shit. When Shell first showed up in 2007 with a fleet of drill ships and support vessels and parked them in the migration path of the Bowhead Well in the eastern Alaska Beaufort Sea, and this is what tells you it's all horse shit. All this is horse shit, goddamn different factions manipulating to get the wealth from the people who goddamn conquered this goddamn, this freaking continent. We talked about it up there, you know, them stopping that pipeline and stuff because it was too, sacred ground over the, like I said, you put up the bucks and you want the sacred ground. Oh, it ain't that goddamn sacred. How much money you got? This is bullshit. We have become the people who built this country have become the shit beneath everybody's feet. Everybody has been falsely elevated above us because this is not what you call a level playing field now, is it? Alaska Beaufort Sea, the Inupiats, went to court, an injunction from the U.S. Ninth Circuit stopped the company. Look at what I'm saying here. Stopped the company and started a chain of problems that would ultimately defeat Shell's multi-billion dollar Arctic initiative. What chance does a fella, a regular American national starting out in this goddamn country have against these collectives that cannot exist, this bullshit that we're enduring day after day? Fast forward to 2018, the Inupiats have now taken over Shell's offshore Beaufort Sea leases. So, do you think about that, having the power, that kind of power? There's these people, when we bought the Alaska, the American people purchased Alaska. It was our goddamn money. We paid for it. And the indigenous tribes, there was a time you can't have nation states within nation states. It's a bullshit notion that anybody with a half a mind who can look at things logically knows cannot exist. This is why you had, the Trail of Tears with Andrew Jackson. That's what it was saying right then and there with those laws passed back then, is that you can't have nations within nations. Because what you're looking at here, you're looking at a group of people here, but we're all Americans, okay? Let's just say we're all Americans. But you got a group of Americans here who have superior right, who have actual agencies that are advocating for them to, a lot of them just sit there and get the checks, sit in the mail. If you're going to develop the state of Alaska and all the people are equal, all the people should be getting the benefit of the state of Alaska, right? No. Special interest groups. Because what happens here is the things that you and I couldn't do because we have been relieved of our Bill of Rights and our common law, they put together these collectives with these goddamn law firms and under the idea of these, lot of lands, the lands across this country, and this is all post United Nations representatives coming across this country to each Indian tribe to get them to join with this world communist movement to remove you and I, the American nationals, from this goddamn country. We might as well face it. It's time to fight these bastards. It's time to shoot their asses down. Otherwise, they're just going to keep signing papers and saying, well, this one here belongs to this bunch over here. God, that law firm got a big hunk of money for that. A few buy-offs here, a buy-off over here. But for any one individual or group of individuals to hold a superior position over any other group or single person in this country is goddamn a violation of the Bill of Rights. It was what was never supposed to be. This was, if we allowed this to happen, that's what Jefferson was talking about, that we'd wind up homeless on the continent our grandfathers conquered, our forefathers conquered. And this is exactly what he's talking about. They keep setting these people aside. These people, if you would have left those indigenous people, just think about it like this. If they would have never been touched, if none of it had been touched, would that oil ever been developed? No. But the bottom line here is, I guess it just, this whole country, what you as an American national, unless you're an Indian or a Mexican or, some foreigner, even a German, a goddamn Russians are in here. They've got all our shit too. If you're in anything but an American national who's supposed to own this country, you don't got shit. You can't own property. What you can do is you can work for somebody on this land that your forefathers conquered. They bled the ground for. After the Revolutionary War was over, when it was settled, who did this country belong to? Just ask yourself that just for a minute. It belonged to those people who just took it from the king. Of course, the charter was surrendered over. Like, this is where the sham began, people. The charter was surrendered over to the same son of a bitches that were the king's men in the colonies. And they never did recognize it as belonging to the people who actually fought and took it. You were just there to fight for them. That's all it's ever been. Think about it through the history. Find me a time it hasn't been that way in the American history. You're just there to fight the wars and conquer more lands, manifest destiny, go down and, conquer Texas, conquer whatever. And then, well, it don't belong to you. You're conquering for your masters, the aristocrats, the original aristocrats of this country. And if you start to get building, a base knowledge where everybody understands all this shit and it's actually, that's how it was sold to you. That's why you went out in the wilderness and conquered it. If you did, it belonged to you. Never. To the vanquished go the spoils in this goddamn con game. People, we have conquered the people of the world. You think about the world wars. We have whipped everybody's ass around this planet. And goddamn if we aren't the low man on the totem pole right here in our own country. Think about it. They know the threat that we represent, because, like I said, we're the ones that took it, not these goddamn spineless bastards sitting behind their pens and papers. It was the men who went out there and took it away from the other men across this whole continent. And when the lands were conquered, when the wars were fought with the Indians and the land was taken as they went further west and further west, who fought those wars? Oh, no, the U.S. government did. That's why the U.S. government guy owns the land. No, goddamn people are the ones who conquered this land. We got to separate ourselves from this shit and realize who we are. We, right here in what I'm reading you, here's just saying we're right down on a piece of paper. These people here now have superior right over the rest of the people in the United States. And sign it. Well, what the fuck? I guess it's done, huh? Are you going to settle? Well, it's like everything else. Are you going to settle for that? Are you going to settle for, and how far does this have to go? Until every son of a bitch from around the world, every nationality is here and they're all got new shit and nice houses and you're living on the fucking streets. What's it going to take to wake you up? Because that is the intent. They've got a handful, 25%, that them's the real Americans. You know them damn voters that go out there and acquiesce to this shit. And they'll pat them on the head and let them have some really nice scraps off the table. But the whole goddamn table belongs to us people. Fast forward to 2018, the MPIs. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I just gonna say, Henry, my goodness, you know, they're getting hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, good Lord, I don't know. I've never received a thing. I'm 57 or 59 years old. I've never received a thing from the U.S. government.
What they're trying to do is go back in history. But let's go back in. I mean, this is what I see. They are trying to go back in history and say, because these people were here, it all belongs to them. You know what? My generation, everybody around me, we were born at the same time on the same land. But now I'm told because, I mean, they want to, I mean, it's got to the point around this world that they're acting like there was never no goddamn white people on this goddamn planet. I don't know if anybody else can see that, but it's like, well, you know, these people have rights because they have all this ancestral shit, ancestral this, ancestral that, and you go clear back and, man, what, we weren't here? I mean, it's like we never came through the time. We just showed up from another planet or something. Is that what your contention is? I was born on this goddamn land. It was the land my grandfathers, my great-great-great-great-great-grandfathers conquered. It's my goddamn land. You haven't conquered, well, they're not conquering this, people. They are flat-ass just sitting there just with a goddamn piece of paper. They're not even fighting like we had to fight for it. They're just writing it down on a piece of paper and signing it over to themselves and saying, well, we have the authority. No, you fucking don't. You just don't. And we can't seem to get our people to unite. Why? Because everybody's got a fucking notion they want to go somewhere else. They want this and they want that. Anything but that Bill of Rights, which gives us everything. But the Bill of Rights, there's no advantages. Go ahead.
Henry, they've bussed so many people in here now. It's a tribal thing.
Yes, I mean, that's what they want.
So many people up into their tribes, you know.
That's exactly
it. You've got Koreatown. You've got Vietnamese town. You've got the black side of town. You've got the Guatemalans, the Mexicans. You know, it's madness.
I've talked about it before. You know, it's been goddamn more than 25 years ago. The first time I heard it, Americans don't have no culture. We do. We're our own tribe. We are the American nationals. Our skin comes in all pigments. What is our common bond? What is our common bond? What makes us a people? The Bill of Rights is what makes us a people. That is what makes us a people, and it is being rejected in ways I would have never believed it possible. I knew that people were ignorant of it. I knew that it had been purposely buried under every kind of thing you can think of. And it's a democracy. No, it fucking ain't. And, you know, this the piles of shit and shit on top of shit to try to bury it. But I thought if you ever got it out of there and you put it out and said, hey, man, this is ours. This belongs to us. It makes everything here belong to us. It makes everything that has been stolen an act of fraud and theft. And here it is. God, look at it, guys. Here, we can read it. We can read it together. And hey, see, I showed you. See right here? The 9th article says that none of these things could occur. They never had the authority for it. That makes it all fraud. That means all we got to do is just beat the shit out of them and take it back. But, the same people who conquered goddamn tribe after tribe coming across this land, run the Mexicans out, the whole nine yards, these people are the same bloodline. We can't find ourselves, I guess. But this same bloodline sitting here letting them take it without even a goddamn fight. That's madness. Especially when we're heavily armed. We could whip them easy. It blows me away. But you put the Bill of Rights out there and you think, man, this is it. This is the rally point. This is where we bring our people together. This is where race doesn't matter anymore. We're all American nationals. This is where nothing matters. Gender, anything. It protects every one of us equally. We're all equal under that son of a gun. And here it is, man. Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, I have a pretty good deal over here with what I'm doing here in the admiralty that I, you know, speak out against, but I'm a part of, and I wallow in it because it's full of mammon. And I love the smell of mammon all over my body, so I just wallow around in it. Crazy people. I'm telling you, this is freaking crazy.
These Eskimos are getting free money. They're not even going to pay tax on that money, are they, Henry? I mean, that's just what.
And it all comes down. It all comes down to this goddamn tribalism that Flea's talking about. No, you're not an Inuit. You're not. I'm not. And I'm not anything. We're Americans. Every one of us. You were born here on this land. The goddamn law says you're an American national. Oh, but I wanted this extra special thing. And if a group of rich men get together and promote this extra special thing, you can. Well, what this American national could never do, this group here can do because, well, they have superior right. Now, you guys get out your Bill of Rights and you tell me where any goddamn race or any creed or any religion gets superior right over an individual. Show me it, because it doesn't exist. All of this is a frickin' lie. It's all a frickin' fraud. If the lands of Alaska, if there's going to be money coming out of Alaska, it belongs to the Alaskans and the or if it's federal land, it belongs to all of us. Well, all the people bought it, so it belongs to all of us. You getting your check in the mail? There's some people going to have brand new cars around people that worked their ass off all their lives. And these people won't have hit a goddamn lick, I promise you. They'll have nice houses. They'll build them houses and everything. People never worked a day in their fucking life. And the Americans who work like goddamn slaves to try to have something, they're there to take it. Just asset forfeiture, this, that, just grabbing it away from us and handing it to other people. This is our country. And we better wake up to the fact of what's going on. We better unite behind that Bill of Rights because that is our saving grace, if there is one. It unites our people. I cannot believe the goddamn resistance to it from people calling themselves patriots. That single thing unites us every. It belongs to each person. What are you in the fight for? Right here. Here's my Bill of Rights. This belongs to me. This is what I'm fighting for. What are you fighting for? Mine too. I got it here. Me too. Goddamn, I guess we're a people after all, aren't we?
Well, like you say, Henry, the problem is that First Amendment about separation of church and state and all that type of stuff.
That's just one of the problems. What about the people? What about what about the goddamn black caucus in this country? The Black Caucus, I mean, there's all these groups have been formed under this guise of socialism right under that 14th Amendment, under civil rights instead of guaranteed rights under the Bill of Rights. They go for it, too. They get paid for selling the rest of us out. It's all these groups. The thing is, there was never supposed to be like a Black Caucus, a White Caucus, a Hispanic Caucus, none of this. We're supposed to be Americans. And in the 1960s, when they took the goddamn thing where you had to denounce your former citizenship, that used to be the law, people. You had to denounce it. You became an American only. Because you cannot have mixed loyalties. Then you start stealing, you start grouping up in these groups like Flea's talking about. You got Chinatown, Vietnam Town, Puerto Rican Town. All these guys, all these nationalities start tribing up like that. And then you got the goddamn internationals. They know who it belongs to. And it belongs to the American national. They're of all colors. But they're telling you, if you sell your people out, like say there's a black guy sitting right beside me. And they'd say, you sell your people out. You come over here with the blacks, and we'll claim the black right here to something, and we'll give you some money, and we'll fuck this guy right sitting right beside you, that American national, your brother. And people fall for it. Exactly. Well, there you go. And see, that was really dying out, man. I mean, it was in its death throes because it was over. People quit looking at the pigment of one another's skin. We were trying to, you know, make a better life for ourselves. And we wanted to see the other guy. I mean, I don't care what color you are. My son said it. My son Chris. He goes, I just don't understand it. He said, I want to be happy. I want to see everybody around me happy. I don't care what they look like or what color they are or what their own trip is. As long as Why can't we all just be happy? Because that doesn't make, get, let the parasites, doesn't, that doesn't let a handful of parasites who never hit a lick in their whole sorry ass lives, you know, practicing their duplicity and their lies, get all the shit. Why? I mean, I was talking to my other son a while ago, and we were talking about the banking. Okay, you look at the banking. You look at that Constitution, the original Constitution. Whether you will mint gold and silver money, that's written right there. That's law. But somebody came along, and you know, this the thing here was most so we could all prosper because we were going to have interest-free money to exploit our resources with under the free enterprise. Okay, that was what's supposed to happen. Wait a second, bro. I'll let you in. But this is what's supposed to happen. So somebody changed that, that can't be changed, that could never be changed, that was written in stone, that couldn't be removed because it was one of the fucking pillars of this goddamn society. And all of a sudden, like, no, not all of a sudden, like, but 100 years later, there's a few people with these huge piles of wealth, and everybody else doesn't have a goddamn thing. Now, what the hell do you reckon happened there? Go ahead, Flea.
There's no marketing value. And people being happy and getting along with each other.
Oh, I hear it, brother. There's no, well, you know, it's like this industrial war complex. They started this shit under Reagan. And this is what this faction out here is who's trying to hijack the true patriot movement. They're trying to hide. They want to go back to the days of Reagan when we started this goddamn warmongering shit. After Vietnam, nobody wanted anything but dual war. Everybody understood. They really screwed us, man. They killed 50,000 of our people and it was all just for goddamn money. Period. People were disgusted with it. But then they get Reagan, they, you know, they had a recession here and a little thing here and a little thing over there. And the next thing you know, then we have to become strong across the world. Why? No, we don't. I mean, I've never, well, I'm going to lay it on you. See if you can understand it. Why? Why do we have to have this powerful goddamn army that can go over to other people's countries and crush them? Why do we have to have that? Well, we have to defend ourselves. No, wait a minute. Whoa. Now, during the Cold War, we spent the $5.5 trillion in those days dollars money on a nuclear arsenal that assured that we could never be conquered. Never be conquered. And if anybody attacked us, we could throw our people together as militia because we're all armed. And we could go in, we could fight a war if anybody ever wanted to be that stupid. But the idea we have to, I mean, just like Trump, we have to make this military stronger than ever. Why? Why do we got to do that? We have a nuclear arsenal that says nobody can conquer us. We can send them a goddamn nuke. Why do we need this? Well, so we can go around the world and just conquer it for Zion, I think.
We've already spent money and paid for Trident subs that can blow up the world three or four times.
One of them.
How much more do we need?
We don't. It's this goddamn game of killing people for money. I mean, you think about this from the time of the false flag of 9/11, when the goddamn CIA and the goddamn Mossad went in and blew those buildings down. From that time to this date, the trillions. You sit there and you think, man, I don't have. People are working hard, just working to keep a roof over their head. They don't have a pot to piss in, a window to throw it out. There's your goddamn home, people. There's your car. There's your goddamn retirement. It's all over there. You're giving it to these international bastards to build weapons so people can kill people who don't even know what the fuck they're killing each other over. I mean, we had this figured out back in the 70s. Everybody had this figured out after Vietnam. I mean, it was common knowledge that, yeah, that was a money war. It was despicable what they did over there. It was just to make a bunch of money, and they got 50,000 Americans killed. We'll never let that happen again. But goddamn, a couple generations later, here you got Ronnie Reagan, man, and that's when they really, you know, because we needed a big change. How do you think about that? Every time they come up, we got to change. Oh, God, we got to change. But every time you go backwards, we were living better. We were living better. We were living better. Every change has to the point to you're not out there trying to make your better life. You're trying to every day struggle all you can so it don't get no goddamn worse, and it's still going to get worse because it's out of control. Because these fucking maggots, like I said, they got mountains and mountains, more than 10,000 generations of them could ever spend. And they didn't get it earnestly because no one person could earn that kind of money. And you got to believe that. Look at yourself. How could you make that little Zuckerberg prick worth anything? I mean, what? How could he be? Well, he had a real good idea. No, it was a goddamn government operation, and he got to be the face for it, so he got the billions because he was a hardcore international communist, and now he's going to take that wealth and turn it around on us that came from our resources to take the rest of it away from us and kill us under communism. It is all orchestrated, and we know it. And like we're back to this article here. Here, yeah, I mean, this is how it'll work. I mean, this is how it's going to go across this country. Pretty soon they're going to be telling you, you got to get out, move out of your house. That belongs to this Indian tribe or that Indian tribe. Oh, really? So that fucking conquering thing, it never happened, huh? Nothing. But if you think about it with the removal of the Bill of Rights, I tell you people, it's correct in its essence because you can't own anything without that Bill of Rights. You can say you own it. But if somebody comes to take it, how do you defend yourself short of a gun? You're going to go into their admiralty courts and you're going to show every way to Sunday. Yeah, I own it. Sure. No, it belongs to him. We went back and he's got an ancient hold on it. You see from 1,000 years ago. It's just like what's going on in Palestine. What's the difference? I think that was testing the water, wasn't it? You come into a civilization. An established civilization. You can go look at the footies from Palestine prior to 1948. They had goddamn towns, cities. They were a people. And here comes this goddamn little shithole tribe over there. And with the backing of the goddamn United Nations, which means the United States, which means you and me, and just plants their ass there and says, this ain't your country no more. And 10 zillion years ago, it belonged to me. That's what this book says that I wrote. See? That's what it says. And it's written in right there in that book. You can see there, I wrote it down on a piece of paper. That's all in the fuck it takes. Well, goddamn, when I wanted it, I had to go to war. I had to, my ancestors had to fight and die. But you just write it down on a fucking piece of paper and you don't have to go to war? How come we didn't do that back then? Oh, I think we did. I think we wrote it down on a piece of paper and them Indians go, bullshit. And you're not just going to take it. At least they put up a fight. You got to give them that. Some of them. A lot of them were sold out by their goddamn governments. Just like we're sold out by our governments today, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Take your brain. It's time to go. You don't have long to go. Remember me. Cause I'm the one made you see. Remember me. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:34 Pacific time, and that was Red Hot Chili Peppers with Higher Ground, and boy, we need some. You know, it's like this, people. The state of Alaska, okay, it belonged to the Russian Empire. Now, if it still belonged to the Russian Empire, and they went to go get the oil out of it, do you think they'd be handing it over to these Inupiat Indians? Do you think so? Now, when it was sold to the United States, all the goddamn oil and everything, we bought it. We bought it. It was something sitting over there. We're sitting here. They took our goddamn money and bought it. Now they're telling, oh, the oil belongs to these fellows over here. No, by God, it don't. When it sold to the United States and it became a part of the United States, they became American nationals. They got an equal share, but it ain't theirs. They were conquered by Russia. Russia owned it. Goddamn people, I mean, we are getting, oil reaches 3.5 year highs as Iran uncertainty pushes prices up. This is what we get. You get to go work your goddamn ass off, and now you can't even afford it. I mean, maybe you could eat a little less, and they can send the money to some son of a bitch over there sitting on their ass in a welfare check. How do you like it?
And it's not just the gas. Now you get to pay more for everything in the freaking store.
Oh, absolutely. We're just a goddamn group. The American nationals, the most powerful people to ever. I mean, look what we did. Look what we built. We're chumped. We're being chumped. And it's not really all of us. They got a little percentage of us going along signing papers and going along with this and signing voting things, and everything's okay because I got my four squares and I know I'm. What they did, they took the most worthless bastards and elevated them. People who could, I mean, if we had a fair shot at it, they wouldn't starve to death. I mean, they'd be even better off than they are now. But they know in a straight up competition, these people are the fucking culls. And they have been elevated. I mean, just like the people that were taken out in 2008, man, a lot of those people held degrees. They were the tops in their fields. Why would you do that? Unless the idea was conquering the fucking country. They took them out from the equation. And these people who are their lessers have been elevated. Why? Because they'll go off there and vote. I'm telling you, there has to be a special punishment for the goddamn people who participated in this voting bullshit. That 25%, they got to go. They have got to be thrown off this continent. And if the Indian tribes or whoever, one of these collectives want to go with it, they go too. They are the enemy. They have declared it. They're taking what is ours. That we worked our asses off for, by the way. Go ahead.
They're going to eat themselves. Don't worry. They're going to eat themselves.
Before this is over. But, I mean, this is what we're looking at here, people. Either we're going to stand up and say, no, by God, you're not. This belongs to us, you sons. Well, we got this paper here. Shove that paper up your ass. We got the Bill of Rights. Says we can't have our property removed from us but this one tiny certain way, and you have to do it as individuals. You didn't do that. It's not lawful. It all still belongs to us, and we're taking everything back. Everything you've stolen is coming back to us. But, I mean, here. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, and another special order that we need to put out there for the orders, for the order followers too. Those are gonna follow the orders to do things to us, you know, like the little police and the little sheriff.
Oh, yes.
And all those guys who gonna try to put their boots on our necks. Those we need a special punishment for those too.
Well, you know, exactly, but it all comes down to this, even the cops and shit, tribalism bullshit. I mean, the cops now, they're considering themselves a part of an international brotherhood. So they're just brothers with that son of a bitch over in China gutting people for their goddamn organs. And they look at us like, we're nothing, dude. And the thing is, they do not have what it takes to do that to us. If we just stand up, pick that Bill of Rights up and say, no, you're fucking not going to do it. I have the right under this document to put your ass in the ground for trying. And that's the truth of it. But here again, I mean, while these guys here, I'll tell you what, at InnoNet, they'll have new houses and new shit. Every one of them have a tribal card and a tribal goddamn credit card. They'll go down. They don't care what that fucking gas costs because you're paying for it. It's your resource they're taking. It's just ours because, well, we were here. No, you were you. No, it belonged to Russia. Now it belongs to me. Russia conquered you, took it away from you. We bought it from Russia. I did with the sweat of my brow. That was our people's wealth that bought the goddamn land, people. It wasn't, this tribe didn't go and buy it from Russia and get to make themselves solvent and own all the goddamn minerals and oil and shit. The people of the United States purchased Alaska, and it was our work. It was the guy going out there chopping down the goddamn trees with an axe. It was the guy down there, you know, building dams and shit across this country. That's where the wealth came from to purchase it. And no, it just belongs to those people who were sitting on there on their ass the whole time that they're just sitting there because they've been sitting there for 1,000 years. It belongs to them. Don't you know? You want to bet? Because like everything else in this world, this is going to come down to a matter of force. And goddamn you, you want to push it. We'll show you some force. This is bullshit. Why, at the same time, like I said, I know people working two goddamn jobs and now they're paying $3.20 a gallon for fucking gas. Can't afford to get back from work. So that at the same time, they can sit there and watch these people doing nothing, just having it showered on them. It's a false system. It cannot exist. It is a running violation of the Bill of Rights. It removes the individuality, guaranteed. Crude surged to the highest level since November 2014 over fears that the United States could pull out of the Iranian nuclear pact. I wonder if that's a part of it, guys. So I looked at it, $70 a frickin' barrel. It was a glut. How did they get rid of that glut and still make all those record profits if it's all based on supply and demand? I think it's manipulation and fraud is what it's based on. And then Trump up there, this is a real good thing when the oil goes to $70 a barrel and your gas, you pee on, piss at nobody. When your gas goes to $3.20 a gallon, it's a good thing. Hey, that America's working. Yeah. For the handful, the same handful that took that goddamn, put that Federal Reserve in place, that took away, that removed a part of the goddamn original Constitution. And people still want to harp on that document. Oh, it's the Constitution, don't you know? We mean the Constitution that says that you're going to mint only gold and silver, interest-free money for the people of America to use. You mean that one? Oh, they're not doing that part now. They got the internationals in here, stole the whole goddamn country using debt dollars, not backed by nothing but bullshit. God damn what? I mean, we're going to go down the annals of history. They're going to go chump. They're not going to call you Americans anymore. You're going to call you chumpers. Chumper trumpers. Brent crude oil touched $75.89 a barrel while the U.S. West Texas. See, this is going to be beautiful. See, because you're going to get to invade Syria. You're going to get to invade Libya. And then Iran and Jordan and Turkey. And all your any little bit you might have tried to squeeze out so that you could have something. Oh, no, you got to pay that. You got to give that to them for these wars. You see, that's got to go for these wars. The Jews get the fucking oil just like they did in Iraq. And you just get more of your country taken away from you, people. This is blatant on his face. And the people out there, Trump, Trump, you freaking retards. Really? The new surge in oil purchases is driven by investor confidence. You see, they're doing oil futures again. God damn it, people, just a few months ago, it had been 6 months, there was a glut. How did that glut get gone? And now we're $70 a barrel and shit? You think that was a natural occurrence? You think that was just the way things turned out, or you think this is manipulation? That they're just gonna, what they're saying at this point in the ballgame is, we own all the goddamn oil, five of us here, we own all the oil, and we're gonna charge you what we want to. Well, I got a little problem with that, you son of a bitch. This country belongs to me. The oil beneath it belongs to me. Always has. Everything you've stolen this far belongs to me, you dirty bastards. And your industrial war complex. U.S. President Donald Trump will decide to withdraw from Iran's nuclear program and impose new sanctions. You see, they keep talking about these sanctions things. And, you know, a sanction is, divest and sanction. That's when you're supposed to be punishing somebody. Who gets punished by these sanctions, people? Who gets punished by them? Who has to go down to the goddamn gas station and pay $3.20 a gallon for frickin' gas? We sanctioned them. Yeah, and I'm the son of a bitch paying for the sanction. What's that sanction thing's about? You see, it's like the divesting that with Israel and stuff. I don't want to do business with Israel as a private party, and they're telling me I'm going to pass a law against that. But if we want to drive up the price of oil and break a country over here who won't use that fucking petrodollar, we're gonna sanction, and you're gonna pay for it. You're gonna be the one who does this to them, even though you do not have a beef with them. You, as an individual, and the sanctions are going to hurt our people. You watch, people, when gas goes this goddamn high and diesel's right behind it. like Flea was talking about, here comes the massive inflation as these son of a bitches have just took like $3.2 trillion. They got all the trillions that they made from our resources overseas illegally and stashed overseas illegally. I mean, it's just piling up around you. Pretty soon they will be so big you can't even holler to the top of their goddamn mountain to tell them they're a son of a bitch. It is just it's all being concentrated. Concentrated and concentrated, and less for the bunches of people out there. You could eat a little less today. You lose a few pounds. That's what Reagan said. Remember Reagan? Need to tighten our belts. Do you think that motherfucker did without anything for one second in his whole miserable commie ass life? We gotta tighten our belts. You gotta tighten your belt. That's just like the goddamn serfs in old England. You got two rabbits, man. Guys, you got nothing for dinner? Well, bring the two fucking rabbits. That's tax, boy. Now get your ass out there and eat some grass or something, because that's what you get because you're beneath us. I'm telling you, people, until we stand up and knock these bastards down on their asses, this ain't going to stop. It's going to continue to get worse day after day after miserable ass day. And we can keep talking about it. Oh, man. Trump will decide to withdraw from Iran's nuclear program and impose new sanctions on major OPEC exporters. Global FX analyst Sergey Kostenko said in an email, and so the Jews, they buy up all the oil futures, and then they tell that little puppet prick, fucked up hairdo, Trump, you're going to drop them sanctions. We're going to go to war over here. The price of oil is going to go through the roof, and we're going to get all that money for these resources that don't belong to us. The people who own the resources will starve to death while these rich fucks are piling up piles of gold. That's how it works. They're right. We're right back in the feudal days, people, where you got kings and queens and princes and princesses, just like Trump and his goddamn, and the Bushes behind them and the Clintons behind dynasties, okay? Royalty. That's what you shot out of this country. What years when you didn't? No, it was hijacked. Like everything in this country, this is the hijacked goddamn capital of the world. Every time there is a show of power of any kind in this country, there's some son of a bitch there ready to, oh, that's my power. See, I've got a sign here next to these guns. It's like them, you know, that guy coming the other day saying it with Clive and Bundy and his rancher friends who ran the BLM off. And you ask Clive and Bundy, and they were really good people, and they just left because they didn't want no trouble. Las Vegas Metro stepped in, and they're the heroes here. You want to go fight for these people, some more people? You want to go elevate them some more? I'm telling you what, they want you dead. You're right now, you got the little shit around your house, and maybe there'll be a few thousand dollars. That's a few thousand more they'd have if they could just dust your ass out of the goddamn equation. And that's how they think. They have no concept of you being a brother to them in a civilization of people or in a country of people. That's why they had to get rid of, that's why they did that multiculturalism, pumping all these goddamn different people from all these different cultures from around the world to try to dilute and make you think you never had a goddamn culture, because your culture was the one that had everything and they wanted it. So they come in, no, that really belongs to these people here who came 3 days ago. And yes, everybody in your government, they're second generation, but it all belongs to them and nothing belongs to you. You don't have any rights. You don't have any freedom. With that old document you got out there, man, we use it, you know, we play homage to it every once in a while when we're fucking with each other playing a con game on you. Well, that's unconstitutional. The Constitution, we're going to have a bunch of investigations. Watch the investigations while we're looting your goddamn country, because that's what's going on here. No two ways about Mueller. Well, watch Mueller. Y'all think Mueller's going to subpoena? I think he's going to subpoena Trump. God, I'm so fucking nervous. It's messed my whole day up. I don't even know if I'm getting through this day. At the same time, they're fucking looting it, people. This thing in Alaska, who do you think is going to be joined up with them goddamn Indians up there? I'm going to tell you who. The Chinese. International goddamn theft of our resources, period. Did you get asked about it? I'll tell you what, if you've been in this country as long as my people have been in this country, your people bought that goddamn hunk of land up there. They bought it. Did you get asked about it? Did you get any offers for what belongs to you up there? Oh, we have decided, a few of us got together and wrote down that these people here are going to get, we're going to take this little group of people and call them the owners of it when they're not. And we're going to give them some good houses and shit. And we're going to take the lion's share of loot into the international community. Some goddamn Chinaman will get it. But as long as a handful of you get something, you'll fuck the other people, won't you?
It's a prime example how they have broken down the borders in the globalization of stealing a country's resources.
Oh, yes.
I mean, do we have borders anymore?
No, by God,
we
don't.
What's going on here when people can just come in here and take their shit?
Well, you know, we reported on this a couple of years ago about the Chinese. Do you know there's Chinese here mining your gold right now? Not a permit, not one goddamn pittance to the people that own the goddamn gold. That'd be you and me. Oh, they pay $47 every 2 years for a permit to, and they not even, I mean, there's not even Americans. No other country in the world would do this. This is the big fuck you loot job. This is the big cojones. This is where all the wealth was, people. This continent was so goddamn wealthy. It still is. But they want it all. A handful of them want it all. And they're willing to pit group against group. These Indian group here, oh, we'll give them a bunch of houses and stuff. And boy, they'll say, yeah, that's our land. It's sacred to us. And we're going to pump the oil out. Yeah, whatever. You think we're going to fall for that? Yeah, I mean, this shit will go on. I've talked to people about this in the past. And I guess maybe you'll be like a goddamn Russian. You'll wait until you're fucking starving to death before you'll step up to do anything about it. Is that it? And I don't want you to turn around saying, what are you doing? Because I've already done it many times. I've been the first guy to step up. I've been then be the only guy in the goddamn fight because everybody else ran. I don't have to step up again. It's somebody else's turn to step up and do something. Do something, anything, but you won't see it because this, that's one of the things they have accomplished with through their communist bullshit and their goddamn welfare state is just everybody thinking somebody else has to do it for them. But what we need to do as American nationals, man, is every one of you people out there that are ready to fight this fucking shit and you're tired of it, you better get your guns, get yourself ready, get the training. I mean, don't go to nobody to train you and then they're going to be your goddamn general. We got the internet. We got the videos. You take your people out and train them, get them ready to fight. I'll tell you what, if you had a million, just a lousy ass million out of the 40 million that won Iraq, if you just had a million that were ready to just stepped out and started kicking ass, man, I'll tell you what, these son of a bitches would run and everybody else would flock to the fire because everybody is sick of this shit. I mean, goddamn, either we're going to be peons, peasants, pissants, coolies, or we're going to be men. What's it going to be? That's where we're at in this goddamn game. You're going to wait until they've got everything and then say, well, you stole that from me. Now I don't even have the resource to fight a war. You milked this goddamn country down until it's just a goddamn hunk of sand. You sucked everything out of it. And then you told, yeah, we got you, didn't you? What are you going to do about it? You can't fight a war. You don't have the resource. You see. And this is what this is all about, people. God damn them. Oh, Iran once again became a major oil exporter in 2016 after international sanctions were gradually lifted. If the United States is scrapping the deal, the oil market could lose Iranian exports and prices could rise with the fall in supply. Oh, all of a sudden it's supply and demand again. Oh, supply and demand is going to, the supply is going to fall because when Iran was in it and the demand was lower and the supply was more. Oh, that we don't do it that way. No. You see, our people have portfolios and they're losing money over here in this country. So you're going to pay for it over here in America because you guys got so much. You can pay off. It's just like you're paying it off in 2008. We did $16 trillion in open fraud, another $116 trillion in hidden fraud on the internet. I mean, on the cyberspace. We did all this fraud, you see, and we got caught. Now you got to pay for it. We stole it from you. Go ahead.
Yeah. You'd have to tell me they stole $130,000 in equity and threw me out into the flood channels in Las Vegas in 2008. But the point I wanted to make is that what we're seeing here is that it's Iran's fault.
Uh-huh.
It's Iran's fault that our gas prices are going up. So you know what?
Uh-huh.
We need to go bomb them. We need to go bomb them because they raised our gas prices.
And you know what, Flea? If we go over there and attack them and conquer that country, we'll get all that oil, right? Like we did in Iraq. You know, that was one of the things they were telling us. If you go over here and kill these people, you can take their oil and you'll have lots of oil and you'll get cheaper gas, you see. Is that what happened? In the first place, if you go and do something like that, you're below despicable. You're admitting that you're going to kill those people to take their fucking resources openly, but you're going to get low price. We're going to have real cheap gas because we're going to take all their oil. And then you know, the yellow cake, Iran, the whole freaking lie. I mean, these son of a bitches, like, they should have been, they're war criminals, if there is such a thing anymore. But the bottom line is, what happened after the war was done? Oh, they ran a pipeline. Where'd they run that pipeline to? Oh, that's right, to Israel. Who got all that goddamn oil? Israel. Your masters. God damn it, I am tired of being, I mean, it's become blatant. They're telling you, you are a goddamn plebe. You are beneath me. You are a coolie to the Chinaman. You are a goddamn peasant to the European internationalists. You are a peon to the goddamn, to the Mexicans. I mean, you're just a fucking peon. The people who conquered this, I mean, we conquered this nation. Nobody's ever whipped us people. Are we going to be fucking defeated by some kind of fucking con game? Because, God, what, have people grown so complicit and so weak that you can't stand up and knock the piss out of anybody anymore? Have they, with just a few generations of goddamn political correctness, you know, to the point to, I don't want to hit nobody. I don't want to hurt nobody. I do. I want to rip their fucking heads off. They're stealing everything I got. They're going to enslave my grandchildren. I think I want to fucking kill them. And I think it's the right thing to do. Bill of Rights tells me I'm in the right here. Tells me I should have done this a whole long time ago. Of course, I did try. That's like I said earlier. Don't expect me to be the guy running out front to go and get the, you know, to end up fighting it all by my fucking self. But guys, I have fought it. I've fought it every inch of the way.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
They get to pay for their own bombs, steal their oil, and,
yes.
and use the money to buy bombs to kill them with.
You're That's absolutely cool. right, Charlie. Well, what did they do? I mean, I take it back to the, you know, the first conquering of this continent. With the Indians, they came here, they established a beachhead. They tapped into the resources, and the resources of the indigenous people here were used to conquer them. At the end of the day, they had a big pile of glass beads and were going, what in the fuck happened? And that, what we're going to get, we're going to have a big pile of fucking worthless paper. We're going to be going, what the fuck happened? How am I going to eat? What the hell did I let happen here? And they'll be, you know, they think they can get away from you across, I mean, oh, this is a big planet. They're going to try and run from it. If we get the upper hand, they will run. They're going to run like a son of a bitch. That's what I'm talking about, that nuclear arsenal. We're going to have, I mean, you went over to New Zealand, you say? Newfoundland? Get them on the phone. Yeah, hello, New Zealand? Yeah. You got a couple of Rockefellers over there we want? Yeah. You have them here by next Thursday, or we're going to give you a fucking ICBM up your ass. How's that work for you? What? What? Oh, I'll do it. Just push that fucking button. Now you're glass, motherfucker. Let's go call the next son of a bitch. That's how we should be doing this. God damn it, we have the power. It's just disgusting. It's just so frustrating to know the might of our people and the fact that we're being letting ourselves be run over like this. It is. I'm telling you, it's shockingly amazing. I mean, a people so well armed. I mean, I've seen people get pushed around. Well, I used to talk about it when I remember, like I said, I was talking earlier about talking. I was talking with Bill about it one day. I was talking about them Russians. I go, God damn, man. I mean, they finally to the point to they're so fucking starved with their bare hands. They're dragging people out of tanks, men out of tanks and beating them. How in the hell could you let it go? He goes, they'll let it go this far here. He goes, people will not fight until they're really feeling it, like they're either fight or you're going to die. Well, I tell you what, you're there. And they're playing a different game this time. They're going to make it so that when you turn around to get your shit to fight, you ain't going to have nothing to fight with. That's their plan here. Completely dispossess you. That's what taking your guns is all about. Once they have the guns, they have everything. Because they, I mean, if you got asset forfeiture, you know, going on where they can just come and take your shit with without the due process of the law. Once they get the guns, God, I think you're finished, aren't you? All you got left is a little stroll over to the ditch and a bullet in the back of your head. Or am I missing something here? How far do you let it go? That's the question. And God damn it, you know, it's like I said, it kills us. The fact that we just can't say, hey, people, stop everything. Hold the presses. Bill of Rights, everybody get it in your hand. That's what we're fighting for. We have that. We have everything. We're back in control. We can make decisions again because we have the capacity, once again, as free nationals to make a goddamn decision. Right now, this whole idea of voting and stuff, it's laughable. You do not have the capacity to make a decision. If you do not have the capacity to hold property, that's why it used to be, you know, they said only property owners could vote. Because if you do not have the capacity to hold land, to hold property, you don't have the capacity to make decisions. What's your threat? What is your threat? Now, I say I want blue and you give me green. God damn it, you gave me green. Now what? I guess I got green. Oh, people. We have reached the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And all we can do at this point is, I mean, like I said, if you can train, do it. If you're young enough to do it and you got the, if you got enough fight in you left, get the training and be ready to go for it. Because this is the only chance we got. I mean, we're not going to be able to unite our people. There's just people out there that aren't going to let it happen. So we have to, we're going to have to do the impossible, which I think that that's what our founders figured. The people who wrote that Bill of Rights had to have. I mean, when they were thinking about with reading the Federalist Papers and Anti-Federalist Papers, they understood. And they understood that it was going to be the greatest challenge.
We're going to have to fight as individuals, yes. Just like the Bill of Rights.
And it's going to be the greatest challenge. But if we do fight as individuals, every one of us, we kick their ass, I promise you. And that is the word from the trenches.